For WCYB Digital Radio, I'm Paul John Spaulding, here with Steve Morgan, the editor-in-chief of Cybercrime Magazine. In a new report published by us, Cybersecurity Ventures, and sponsored by KnowBe4, we found that the global security awareness training market will hit $5.6 billion in 2023. Steve, you've been following this space for a while. Tell us more.
So, Paul, this is one of the fastest growing sectors of the cybersecurity market. Gartner sized the market back in 2014, I believe, or, you know, right around there at $1 billion. So, you know, you cited one figure, and we're looking at this continuing to grow steadily over the next 5 years.
I think the biggest question I have, Steve, and again, keep in mind, this is coming from the perspective of both of us. We worked on the KnowBe4 documentary we made, which was about KnowBe4, the company becoming a unicorn. And the reason why I bring that up here is they're a security awareness training company, and that's huge. But why do you think this is staying so hot, this sector?
Think of it this way, Paul. Choose any topic, just anything, any topic in the world, and then say, okay, now we need to train the entire population, the entire global population on this topic. That's how staggering this is. So when you go back to, you know, the origins of the security awareness market, and it was, you know, years before Gartner first sized it, that's essentially what you were looking at, except nobody thought of it in those terms. Nobody realized how bad cybercrime would become. But ultimately, and unfortunately, that's where we are now. And we do need to train the rest of the world.
Now, something I've seen from KnowBe4 in particular, and again, we've worked with them a lot, so this is a main point of reference for me, is they go out and acquire other smaller security awareness training companies. And they might be in Africa, they might be in Asia, they might be in other continents. And I remember that being a big part of the ethos. Do you think globally everyone is aware, or do you think this is focused more in the US, or I don't know, what do you think?
I think at one point, it was more US-centric, and I think it had to do with the connectivity to the internet, and we were certainly ahead with respect to that. Today, you know, we're looking at the whole world being connected to the internet. Yes, there are still some developing countries that are behind, but it's absolutely applicable, and it's on par with the US in Europe, in Asia-Pac, or a lot of parts of it, a lot of parts of Latin America. So this is a global issue at this point.
Steve, thank you for sharing your thoughts.
Thank you, Paul.
To follow all of our media, go to cybercrimemagazine.com.